Advocates say over $2 million could be cut from veterans programs around the state in the current budget proposal. Nicholas Stefanovic is the director of the Monroe County Veterans Service Agency and says this is vital funding that not only helps current veterans, but would also show children how the state treats those who have served.
Our military is an all-volunteer military today. We need our youth to volunteer for the military. If they see us not take care of our veterans when they come home, if they see us do things like this and cut services that we need that sustain the lives of veterans in our community, why would they want to join the military? Why would parents want to send their children into the military if they see how we treat them?
Many who spoke touched on the Joseph P. Dwyer Peer Support Program, a peer-to-peer program that supports veterans with PTSD or depression. It keeps people out of isolation by setting up group events with other vets. RJ Sirianni is a veteran who spoke about his history of PTSD, alcohol abuse, and what the specific program did for him.
The Dwyer program's taught me so much about re-engagement that I've gone off and started my own nonprofit for veterans here too. And that's what the Dwyer program has offered to me, is this chance to become a person that I knew I was, but I just never could be when I got out of service.
The state budget deadline is April 1st. Caitlin White, WXXI News.